The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Final hour of the show. 60 minutes to go on the clock. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on The Usual Suspects on a Monday. As we continue to roll on, been running the gamut, covering the ground, broke the ice early. Boy, broke more than that after an idiotic exchange on.
Somebody did ask us where to go. What is the strangest call or text y'all have ever got on the radio?
See, sometimes my memory escapes me, as you know, when we go back to the first 2 years of this show. Does one ring a bell with you or pop up with you in terms of...
I know you've gotten questions about your wife, which have been pretty creepy.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. There's going to always...
Kevin McHale daughter one was pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Nick, you hit it on the head.
But this said strangest. That was mean.
That was just rude
and uncalled for.
Yeah. There was that guy that was a taxi driver.
Taxi driver in Galveston.
That used to call and make fun of McHale for whatever reason.
Well, he did once because we weren't going to allow it again.
Brad and Hunter and I don't know. There's a bunch. Just it's you can't just narrow it down to one.
Now, if you drink 8 ounces of pee with a poop ribeye, you got yourself a cowboy fan. Gotcha.
Who is that?
Paul.
I kind of like Paul though. He's aloof.
At least he's short to the point.
Yeah, but he doesn't waste your time, and it's actually pretty entertaining.
A poop ribeye.
Did you hear Dirk Nowitzki took over Jerry Bo's Twitter? What happened there?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. Why do people just text us random things like that?
Give us the details.
I don't know what that means.
We were talking college basketball, though. Did you watch the pregame and all the different things going on?
I didn't.
Because Jay Billis does this thing where he does 94 feet, where he starts on one end of the court and he does a walk. Well, his son, who's the captain of the Wake Forest basketball team, but doesn't play a whole lot. It was senior day. So Jay and his wife and his family were there to celebrate senior day with his son. So he decided that this week for his 94-foot walk, he would do it with his son. And I think he was expecting some different answers than what he got. The interview was fantastic.
4 feet with Wake Forest senior captain Anthony Billis. In your 4 years at Wake, what's the best place you've played, arena you've played in?
Probably either Cameron or the Lahaina Civic Center in Maui.
All right, who's the best player you've seen play in your 4 years?
John Collins.
When Coach Manning gets on you, what does he say?
Billis! And some along
the
lines.
Who's been the biggest influence in your life?
My mom.
How about the second biggest influence?
Sister Tori.
How about the third biggest influence?
Coach Manning.
How about the fourth biggest influence?
Guy that delivers my mail is pretty cool.
94 feet with what's his name? The man that hurt that didn't need to be done.
He said, "Man that hurt that didn't need to be done."
And what was fantastic?
That is outstanding.
So they go back to the studio.
The guy that delivers my mail.
Yeah, Nick, you got that? Because when they go back, the guys in the studio started laughing, and they throw it back to Jay. And Jay's response at the end was fantastic.
Sadly, Anthony Billis is going to have nowhere to sleep when he comes home for spring break. He's no longer in the family, but we're proud of him anyway.
Hey, Jay.
Absolutely fantastic.
That is great.
And one thing that you would really appreciate is the fact that Jay Billis is so well-rounded that he has a firm grasp on R&B and on rap. And on many days when he's out there tweeting, and obviously he's a great Twitter follow for basketball, but he will just quote lyrics of rap songs and current rap songs and artists that he likes, and he uses them as motivation for fans, but he's actually quoting big-time rap. And I'm like,
really?
Jay is really, really cool.
Oh, that's cool, He's a great speaker. He's a great motivational speaker. And when he went back to speak to his alma mater, he did a really good job. Like, he's actually very funny, very quick-witted, speaks really well. So
you want the did you know or you did not know that, the more you know?
Fun fact,
that too.
Yeah.
So when Murph stepped away and the Rockets were looking for a color commentator,
oh,
Mr. Alexander had me reach out to Jay Billis. And at the time, I was like, come on, man. Who is this dude? Why are you reaching out to this guy? But in retrospect, when you look at it, and Jay considered it, but I think he even knew and saw what he could be college basketball-wise. I think he started to realize some opportunities were coming. Plus, he was his family was younger then. He didn't want to be away from his family and move to Houston. But when I look back at that and I was thinking about that going, man, Mr. Alexander was pretty sharp.
He
thought Jay Billis would have been a great analyst for Rockets games.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting
mix. It would have been cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would have.
That was kind of a neat fun fact I thought about when I was listening to that clip. Because he's huge now. I mean, you think about it.
Very popular.
And he's one of those guys, because I watched Carolina Duke on Saturday night, and he's a Dukie, but he gives so much credit to the opposing team being at Carolina and all that, that for the common fan, I don't think it bothers them that he went to Duke, because he, unlike Jay Williams, who goes and rips his button-down shirt open and he's got his jersey on underneath.
Right.
And he's the over-the-top Dukie.
Makes me sick.
Jay is so polished, I give him credit that it's hard to nitpick his analysis on a Duke game.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't mind a guy, you know, that has ties to an organization or to a school and that lets you know that, but can be objective. Part of it, though, is you've got to really, you almost have to overcompensate.
You have to oversell the other team.
Yeah, you do. And I don't know that guys like Herbstreit do enough of that for me.
I agree with you totally.
But yeah.
That's why I just wanted to give Jay more credit. Just
that's cool.
Because of the fact that against a big rival like Carolina, for him to prop up Carolina and get people to read.
Yeah.
You know, like, my wife had no idea he went to Duke. I said, that's a good thing.
Exactly. That really is true. We talked a little NFL earlier in the program. Did you see where the Chiefs released Justin Houston?
I did.
Yeah. They released him on Sunday. They didn't want to pay the $15.2 million that he was owed this season. So another big name hits the market. This is going to be a fast and furious offseason, I feel like. This is going to be a lot of talk. And I kind of have this sneaking suspicion. We see a lot where salaries goes up. But I wonder if it's just not going to get out of control.
I think some teams that don't have a firm grasp on the cap could definitely dig themselves a hole.
Yeah.
And I think we just mentioned one. I think Dan Snyder and the Redskins, if they're not careful with the way they like to overpay and just starting free agency with this move and not having got to the draft yet and knowing how many draft picks you got to pay and all the other things. That's a bad sign for the Redskins.
Justin Houston at 30. What do you think he'll get? You think he'll get a 5-year deal?
Get great numbers.
3-year deal?
But because he's third, he's not going to get anywhere near 15 a year. And I think it's going to come down to what he wants to. Does he want to play for a winner with a chance to win a ring? Or does he want to make sure he maximizes this could be his last big payday?
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants big money, it's going to be short term.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. And I don't know that I would commit to him long term anyways, even though once you get towards the back end of those deals, that third year, fourth year, fifth year, you can get out of them without any dead cap space or a hit to your cap. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I was trying to see what inside linebackers are getting, what he might be up for. But I just don't know where you would rank him. Amongst the because of his age, right? Like, I mean, he's still productive, but that's going to be that's just another name to add to the list of free agents that are going to command a big payday.
And they're saying because the Chiefs had such interest in Landon Collins that part of the reason why they didn't pay the 15 was they're going to pay Collins. Now, if they don't pay Collins, does that mean that Earl Thomas ends up in the AFC?
Yeah,
because the two teams that I've heard earmarked for Earl Thomas, aside from the Cowboys, are going to be the Chiefs and the Chargers, because remember the Chargers were trying to clear space when they were looking at maybe even bringing Weddle back. Guys that are going to get paid, like Tevin Coleman, because of the fact that people think he's a cheaper version of Le'Veon Bell. The Texans are linked to him. The Texans are linked to him at a cheaper price than Le'Veon Bell. If they want to upgrade their running game, Tevin Coleman is the guy whose name is coming up.
That'll be an interesting one, too. By the way, I said inside. I meant outside, so my mistake. I misspoke. So his last deal was $16 million a year for Justin Houston.
Right.
Think he'll get more than that?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. And you think about it, because, again, we're talking about the market. You just talked about how one signing is going to blow up the safety market.
Mm-hmm.
Look at linebackers, and you're talking about C.J. Mosley's, Anthony Barr, because the Vikings didn't franchise tag a young athletic linebacker like Anthony Barr.
Yeah.
The market's going to go up. And his franchise tag number, again, was that 15-4. I think a lot of linebackers are going to help a lot of teams because simply they're going to be a bargain if the franchise tag was too high, unless one guy breaks. All it takes is one.
Yeah.
To break the bank. But there's a lot of good players out there to be had.
But I don't think he's going to ever get back to his 2014 season either.
Talk about Houston.
Houston.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he was, you know, he was out most of 2016. And he's almost hit. I mean, he's hit 9.5 and 9 sacks in the last couple of years, and that's good. But, like, his age, I think, is the big problem. And, I mean, I would be surprised if he gets more than 10 a year.
I'm with you.
For 3 years. I could see a 3-year, $30 million deal.
I'm totally with you on that, and I'm looking at, you know, just everything, the way it might sort out. And again, even if he gets that $10
million, mm-hmm.
I don't think he's getting for many years.
Right.
And there's an injury history, too, so I think the teams are going to be a little bit leery about that. And again, we're talking about GMs that have to balance a cap and worry about one mistake is all it takes to really, you know, tie your hands for years to come when you're going out into free agency.
Yeah.
So when you put your toes in the waters, you better be ready. Because I was looking at Dan Graziano of ESPN, had all these different potential rumors and tidbits and things that you might want to pay attention to. And the two biggest markets were linebacker and safety. So yep. There were a lot of both to be had.
I'm surprised corner wasn't on there, but...
And they haven't really mentioned a lot on corner. They did say, however, that the Bears are not going to be very active in free agency, including signing their own, which might open the door for the Texans as well. So there's a lot out there right now.
What time are we going to break this segment, Nicholas? We got to get out now. On the other side, I want to talk about J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Which will soon be J-Rod. I want to talk about that and Jose Canseco. If you hadn't heard about this story, stick around. This is hilarious.
Absolutely. We got that and a whole lot more coming up. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling along, having some fun on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, appreciate you bringing us along for the ride as we are covering some ground. And Barry, you were teasing before the break some things with one guy who is attention starved and not a factor in anything pop culture, as opposed to another one who's still a factor and even more of a factor because he got engaged this weekend.
Yeah, well, they announced it this weekend that J-Lo, well, if you didn't know, J-Lo and A-Rod have been dating for a couple of years now. I think 2017 is when they started. But he proposed, and he hit her with a rock that's ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. They said the value was, it's like a 15-carat diamond whose value is around or close to $1 million. $1 million on her finger.
I guess you kind of have to get an expensive ring if you're loaded, right?
Is that how it works? Like, that's just, do you?
Well, because it's going to be, her ring is going to be public.
Okay.
So if he gets her a small rock, even if she like asked for one, he's gonna get tore up from the floor.
I mean, I agree with you that if you have the money, you might as well spend it. But is it about that, or is it about, hey, I love you, and
it's about that.
Here's an 8-carat diamond. It was 15.
This is her fourth marriage too. Let's be real. This is as much about the ring size as it is about the actual.
Her nickname should be the ring collector. She's just. Just,
hey man, she could be married 10 times and I'd be the 11th husband. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's.
If it wasn't you, I'd have said I'd be 12.
What's crazy is her ring's worth a million. Her booty's probably worth 15. For real. Like, she has it insured.
Probably.
Yeah.
And very well deserved too, I might add.
Yeah. But so they.
It's funny though, she doesn't really get accused of those type of rumors. Like the fake butt.
Oh no. Hers isn't it. Fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I have to look it up. I'm pretty sure her butt is insured. I'm not even lying. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. Yep, J-Lo's butt is insured. This is according to People. 2015 is when this came out. Because there's a whole article on people's body parts that are insured, which is just so weird.
That is weird.
But I'll get to it, how much her butt was. Like, it says Julia Roberts' smile, Dolly Parton's boobs. That's weird. I'll find out what it is. Anyways, I digress, because they announced their engagement and they're super happy. And then Jose Canseco got involved. And he tweeted something not even 24 hours ago where he said, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez, little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl, she has no idea who he really is. And that was just the beginning. And then he starts to double down on it. I was there a few months back with her when he called her on her phone. That was another tweet. Then a third tweet. Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of crap. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. Then another tweet, which I finally had to retweet this one. Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. All right, now let's be real. That's not happening.
Right.
No.
Because there's no way Canseco passes the drug test.
Well, yeah, yes. And there's that's no great. Way that, that A-Rod yeah, right? even ventures. Right? A-Rod's not the kind that's going to do physical confrontation.
No way. And then he says he had another tweet in between, which no one cares about because it was about somebody wearing his number. Who cares, Jose? Just get to the weird stuff. And his last text was, I am willing to take a polygraph to prove that what I'm saying about Alex Rodriguez is 100% accurate. Do you believe him?
He's a loose cannon. It could be. It's 50-50. He's a loose cannon. So it could be true. It could be not. I think he's just trying to bang Jennifer Lopez, honestly. But that's not going to happen, sir. So why would you try and do that?
Yeah, to me, if you're A-Rod, why in the world would you screw that up?
Why no, that's see, world? That's not the question.
Jose Canseco's ex isn't even that hot. Jessica, what's her name? Let's see.
The answer to that question, Joel, is because men are stupid and they think.
Well,
they
that's
have
true
head.
Too. Jessica Canseco's the ex-wife. Well, that would reason. That would stand to reason. Their name's Canseco.
I was going to say it would be Canseco. And she
but she may
it,
she but... may have changed it after since she's the ex now, but she's not that hot. I put it this way. I wouldn't waste a cheating on her with J-Lo. I certainly wouldn't waste a cheating like
no
that.
Doubt.
She's not terrible, but she's not worth cheating on Jessica with.
But I just
until I got to this Victoria's Secret picture. Now you know
what? See what I'm saying? I'm telling you,
I might. But her gums are weird in this first.
It doesn't matter. Golly. It doesn't matter.
You tell me that doesn't look weird. Her gums look weird.
Lisa talks about this all the time. That certain people's gum line is very distracting. And I'm
look
like,
at her lip what? And her gums. That looks weird,
it
doesn't
does
she?
Not.
She looks like she should be on that plastic surgery show.
Well, what was his first wife?
Her mouth is a disaster.
Wife? Really hot, Jose Canseco's first wife. He talk about being married a few times.
Canseco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since he took that fly ball off the top of his dome.
He's a last name collector. By the way, J-Lo's booty?
Yeah.
Take a guess. I said 15 million. Take a guess at what it's actually
insured
for.
There's no way it's more than 15 million.
I might have been wrong. Take a guess at how much it's insured for.
$250,000.
A quarter of $1 million? Yeah. No way.
So $250,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Way more.
I really believe that. That's a lot of money.
What do you think it's insured for?
$10 million.
$27 million. Wow. Her butt is insured for 27. What could happen to your
houses
ass?
Houses are not insured for that much.
No. What could happen to your ass that would cost you $27 million? And what is it that you would be doing that would put your ass, your literal ass, in jeopardy? Of getting cut off, deflated. I don't know how that. What don't you don't even show it to anybody. It's in. It's not like you're a stripper
and what's the deductible
or a porn
on that?
Star. Yeah, exactly. But you literally just people look at your ass through your clothes, but you have it insured for $27 million in case what it falls off.
Well, you know what they
that
say.
Makes no
That's
sense.
The moneymaker. If she's shaking the moneymaker,
but Joel, but you still haven't answered my question. What could this woman do that would mess up her ass? It's not like she's you know.
What if
she's
what
not
if
a
she
skateboarder?
Pops, what if she fell down and popped something? Yeah, you don't know.
It's not fake. What are you popping? It's all just
what
ass
if it
meat.
Got, what
I
if it got warped?
What is the ass made of? Is it fat? I don't know. Is it? It's just
what if
ass
it got
meat.
Deformed or warped
just,
or something?
No, it's just ass meat. It's just there. There's nothing that can happen to an ass.
There's a reason why she took an insurance policy out on her ass. I'm just telling you.
I think it's just to show off. I think it's just to be like, this is how important my butt is.
It's probably true.
Yeah. There's just nothing that could, unless you were like a skateboarder
or God forbid, but what if she had a major injury and suddenly she's wheelchair bound or something like that? It takes away her marketing tool.
If she's wheelchair bound?
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be, I don't know if she would get any, like.
She could still be a judge on America's Got Talent, whatever, or So You Think You Can Dance, whatever the dance show is.
So you're
she doesn't stand up and shake that thing in Neo's face on the commercial and go, oh.
But that doesn't mean it was messed up. Like, that would be a leg or something is the reason she's not standing anymore.
Okay, it doesn't have to be the exact reason, but if she's not standing up anymore and it's not on display, that's why people are tuning in.
They
want to see what everybody knows is her best asset.
I got you. So
this is such a cool topic. I didn't know this was a thing. Heidi Klum's legs are insured. That is crazy.
Julia Smiles was insured for $30 million. Now, that I get. That I totally get. Let's say Julia Roberts is at a Dodgers game, and she's known for her smile and her teeth, and she's just hanging out, ha, 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 bam, gets hit in the face with a baseball, teeth fly out. That's over. That is game over. No one wants to see a toothless Julia Roberts in a movie. So I get insuring that. But what on earth could happen to your butt? Nothing.
I just told you.
No, I'll but that's just, that was no, weird, and yours is reaching, I think. It's the best explanation that I think you could give right now, but that's just reaching because
Dolly Parton,
her boobs, of course.
Wow, Nick, this is amazing.
This is before your time, but you know one of the big ones was Mary Hart,
$300,000 each for Dolly Parton.
Mary Hart, that used to be the host of Entertainment Tonight Forever. Her legs, were widely talked
there's a whole
about
article
as the best
on people,
legs, and it was like really, really big dollar money.
Mariah Carey's legs are insured for $1 billion.
Really?
Daniel Craig's whole body for $9.5 million. Kylie Minogue's booty for $5 million. I mean, there's no J-Lo
Kylie
booty.
Minogue?
Bruce Springsteen's vocal cords, $6 million.
You love those.
At least it kind of makes sense. The number doesn't, but he needs his vocal cords.
Yeah, see, that I get. And let's say, you know, you pop a cord and now you can't sing anymore.
Now you got to get a new cord.
David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo's legs are insured for $195 million and $145 million, respectfully. I totally get that.
That makes sense.
You get in a car wreck, boom, you lose a leg, you're not playing soccer anymore. I get it. I totally get that. Booty, I don't get. I just don't get it. How much do you think it would cost to insure your horn?
Shoot. It'd probably be...
so mean.
It'd probably be...
what are you talking about?
It'd probably be six figures.
Really?
I think it hit six figures.
No way.
I totally think it hit six figures.
For your horn?
Yeah.
Come on, man. No way.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because you're not famous like that.
It doesn't have to.
You only put a quarter of a mil on J-Lo's booty.
That's like a fraction. A fraction of what she's insuring her booty for. That's like less than 5%.
That's her moneymaker. Your horn's not making you money. Yeah. She's it out could there, be. And every time she shakes her butt,
it's part of his
she's
popularity.
Doing another commercial. She's doing...
What? No, I'm totally waiting.
I'm just saying.
What do you think your eye when you do the Texas hammer?
Whether it's my eye or my, it's like 10 cents.
Oh, you have the, yeah.
I got a beauty mark. I got.
What are you insuring?
My pits. my woman waxed pits.
Well, that stinks.
Probably, I don't know, $40, something like that. I guess mine would be my vocal cords, huh?
Nobody cares about your damn voice, bro.
I hope not.
I mean, between radio and comedy, if I lost my ability to talk, I'd pretty much be SOL, right? I guess that would be it. I don't know. But that's. I hope Alex Rodriguez and Jose Canseco fight. That's the takeaway from all that. I really do. I would watch that. Would you pay for it?
No.
Nick?
Pay for what?
Jose Canseco and Alex Rodriguez pay-per-view for charity.
You'd pay for that?
An interview?
No,
or a fight?
The fight.
A fight, yeah.
I think I'd pay like
$10.
He's going
to run like a little bitch, and Canseco, if he's lucky to catch him, is going to do some damage.
But two people who shouldn't be fighting is funny. It's like a disaster that everybody's waiting to unfold. Like, everybody wants to see a disaster like that.
Yeah.
It's a freak show.
For $10, if it went to charity, I would totally watch that.
I totally watch Shaquille fight Shane Mosley? I totally watched that fight.
You did?
That was so funny, dude. Shaq is like 8 feet tall.
And, you were wild, dude.
Yeah, that was so hilarious. Funny.
It was, see? And it was worth the money, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much was it?
I don't think it was. I don't think it broke $5. I don't even remember what I paid for it.
I would totally. You're right. I would totally do that. Joel, you would do it just for the freak show aspect. Don't lie.
I would do it to see A-Rod get hit.
That's true. He's a jerk.
You talk about you being, like, caught up in appearance and widow's peak and all that. A-Rod's like a little girl.
I got to insure my widow's peak.
He's just a little girl, and he's just, I would love, and for all the years and all the baseball, I'd like to, I hated him in baseball. I'd like to see someone punch him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
I might do that.
You know what? If you need money to insure your body parts, you can always get some through the Get Upside app. I don't know. It's a free app to download, totally free to put on your phone. You can get it through the iTunes and Google Play Store. And what Get Upside does is get you cash back for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. Here's what I want you to do, though. When you download Get Upside, immediately go in there and put in promo code Barry, because it's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And don't take my word for it. I mean, you heard Chris Householder was getting 25% back at Popeyes the last two times he went there. I told you Clarence is already building up, and two times he's almost over $5 already in cash back that he's gotten from eating out. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at gas stations all over the city, almost 500 of them to be exact. There's hundreds of restaurants where you can get up to 35% cash back. If you're not using Get Upside, you're literally leaving money at the pump. If somebody walked up to you and was like, hey, here's $4 just for filling up, would you take it? Of course you would. So why not download the app, Get Upside, totally free, put in promo code Barry, and start getting cash back. You're already buying the stuff. I'm baffled when I see people not using the app if they know about it, because it doesn't make sense not to do that. You're literally leaving money all over the place when you're eating and filling up your car. And again, your Wendy's, Popeyes, Burger King, Cyclone Anaya's, these are places you're already eating. The Shell stations, Exxon, that's where I'm getting my cash back from, places I'm already filling up at. So it's not like it's some weird place. These are places you're already paying for and eating at, and they want your money. That's why they're in the app. But you can only get these cash back offers through the Get Upside app. So go download it, totally free. Super easy to install. Remember that promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Promo code Barry gets you an extra savings on your first fill up, because I want you to get that. Download Get Upside. Get cash back. Promo code Barry gets you extra savings. Do all that and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour to go on the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel all live and in living color in the studio of Gow Media as we take you through your afternoon on a Monday. And the Blitz will do the same, taking you from 4 to 7 with Fred, Aaron, and AJ right after us. So you don't have to do a thing. You'll be entertained the entire way. We told you that it was legal tampering day in the NFL. You can't actually sign the contracts if you were still with a team last year and they hadn't renounced you. But there have been plenty of signings. We covered a lot of them, some of the latest that are just in. And Danny Amendola was the guy that kicked it all off, as he's going to the Lions after a unfulfilling year with the Dolphins. But the Titans are signing safety Kenny Vaccaro because of the safety market. They're re-signing one of their own, 4 and 26. That seems to be a steal based on the rest of the market. Former Steelers tight end Jesse James, one of Ben Roethlisberger's favorite targets. He's going to Detroit. For the Lions. So another one is taken off in Pittsburgh.
Damn, Steelers are going to suck next year.
Jets are signing former Redskins wide receiver Jamison Crowder. And the big one here coming out of the rumor mill, according to several sources, some with a blue check mark, the Texans have offered Tyrann Mathieu a long-term deal in excess of $9.5 million a year to stay in Houston. They want to keep him. He'd like to stay, but he's going to test the mark.
Really?
At 9.5, that would have been a deal based on what Landon Collins signed for. That could be a problem now.
Yeah. But so now you know why, though. I mean, he obviously...
Someone knew something,
or he just had a feeling, or he thinks that the market was going to open up some because of all the safeties that were out there. So,
right.
Yeah, that sucks, because I would have loved to see them pay 9.5. Ten is all I would really pay for Tyrann Mathieu.
I'm with you. And you know, and even Lance, I was talking to Lance about it the other day, and he said, look, the guy has extra value because he's a locker room guy. He's a coach on the field.
Yeah.
You know, he brings a lot to the table, but how much, right? I mean, we're talking now that they're already going to have to overpay. But when you get upwards of $10 million a year, with all the other concerns you have and whatever you're going to do with Clowney and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can go too much farther than that.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. By the way, we had a really good text. Walt said that, what if she got ass cancer? And that's a possibility for J-Lo, why you would insure it. Makes sense.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of NFL free agents and whatnot, Dez Bryant, I saw Patrick Randall tagged us on a tweet he had where Charlie Casserly had a Stephen A. Smith moment. He was out here talking about the Cowboys and what they should and shouldn't do. And, well, you listen for yourself and see if you notice anything weird about what Charlie Casserly says about the Cowboys.
Beasley, I go with what we said earlier. Why don't you throw the guy the ball more? I tell you what, Dez Bryant, they threw the ball too much to him last year. Get Beasley more involved. I don't know why they can't do that.
What? They threw the ball to who too much last year? Dez Bryant,
they threw the ball too much to him last year.
Yo.
He's Stephen A.
Chill out, Charlie Smith. Charlie A. Smith. Stephen A. Casserly. What's going on over there? That's not a thing.
No, I don't know. Not at all. That's the Stephen A, right?
The best part is that Dez retweeted and said, this is how you know they love to hate on me. This guy is getting too old. Get him off TV. That's bad. That's not a good. That's a bad look.
It really
that's
is.
That's your expert.
And here's a guy that we
your
remember
not
last
watching
week.
Football.
Your expert was killing Murray. Kyler Murray.
Yep.
For the fact that he had heard from his people. He never talked to him personally.
Right.
But he heard from his people. He might have some problems in the meeting room and studying and you know, staying engaged in things. But he never talked to himself. And now this week, he's coming back and trying to soft shoe that as well.
Really?
Besides those comments, he's kind of like, oh, no. But, you know, besides his work ethic, boy, his ability and his way to test out him. Charlie, you've lost all credibility.
Yeah.
It's already been passing you by, but it's gone.
It's a bad 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's a bad couple of weeks for
bad look
for old Casserly. Pink Valkyrie has shown us this tweet. You saw where apparently Marcus Stroman's out there voicing his opinion about the lack of signings for the Blue Jays. That's not good.
No, and the other thing is
that's your guy.
Vlad Jr. is hurt, so it's actually doing the Blue Jays a favor because everybody's saying, remember George Springer a few years ago, this dude should be on the opening day roster. And the Blue Jays were like soft selling it going, he's not there yet. He's not ready. And every other scout's going, he's ready. Now they might have lucked out because he's got an oblique injury and he's going to be out for a couple weeks.
Stroman even talking about Kid Kaiki saying he's not signed yet. Sink cut with a change and his change are filthy. Will immediately step in and upgrade your single starting rotation. When you got a guy like that out there clamoring for help, and it makes you think he's not going to be around very long. He's obviously not happy, and you know the Blue Jays do have some work to do in a division that's going to be really difficult to win now and in the future.
Now, remember when you were talking about it, when I brought it up initially, was when we talk about guys that go to arbitration and sit in on their hearings and then don't like what they hear. He was one driving the bus. Going,
oh yeah,
whoa. That was an eye-opener for him, and he took it personally. I can't see him hanging out in Toronto too much longer, and he may even ask for a trade.
That wouldn't surprise me, especially at the deadline this year. I wonder what his contract looks like. You said he was in his – was this his
arbitration
second year?
I think it was 2 years ago, yeah.
Was it? I wonder if he's in his last year.
I don't know, but I know he was deeply offended by the fact that the team was bringing out his shortcomings during that arbitration hearing.
Oh, sure. They all get that way, but some of them handle it better than others because they know that that's part of the, you know. It looks like, yeah, so he's got another year of arbitration in 2020, and then he's probably an unrestricted free agent. So I could see them moving him.
Yep, for sure.
1 year of team control left. You get something
he
back for him.
He becomes the Chris Archer going forward in terms of a team that's going to want to sell. And there are going to be plenty of buyers, whether it be now or right before the trade deadline, to try and bolster the pitching staffs going into a stretch run.
Boy, that's a pretty good deal. They ended up paying $7.4 million for him for his 1 year of going through arbitration.
Let me say something right now.
That's not bad.
How about old Jeff Luhnow getting on the phone and saying, what's it going to take to get us Marcus Stroman?
For a year? Yeah. I mean,
short term, or you can lock him up as part of a deal. But look, if you can get him short term on that deal and then figure out what you're going to do with your rotation,
yep,
it could be a lot worse than adding him to your rotation.
Not bad. It's going to be interesting because I'm curious. They've made two offers to the Astros have to Dallas Keuchel to bring him back to be the three, which would push Miley to the four, which would push Peacock to the pin again. McHugh might be your five. Eventually, I think Whitley takes over that slot. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. And Keuchel demanding more money. We've already talked about Maldonado got screwed out of his deal by the same agent. Yep. So,
and panic buttons are being pushed because you're getting closer and closer to opening day. And if you don't have a deal, you might want to take something short term just to make sure you got income coming in. Because the and then I was going to ask you where you are on this because you mentioned Miley. Miley pitched yesterday and he had some glimpses of good things, but he also gave up, I think, three or four runs. And his excuse was, I've been working on some things trying to add a pitch or two. Now, that's exactly what we said.
Yep.
Why you can't be critical of pitchers in spring training, but it's, okay. One or two more of those outings, and I'm going to be a little concerned.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. And even into the first month, just because the slow starts and all that, I'm not going to panic yet. I'm not going to be concerned yet. But I will say this. Like, I heard Wex last night say, and I'm optimistic about Miley, but I heard Wex last night on Sports Sunday say he was not. Like, he's not as high on Miley as some people seem to be. But you know what? You went out and got him to fill a role as a three or four on this team. And I think that's exactly what he is and can be. So I wouldn't be too concerned about Miley.
There you go. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Coming up next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through a strong Monday show on The Usual Suspects. How it quite started, but at least we're finishing
strong. Are you less angry now than you were at the beginning of the show, Nick?
No, not really, because I know I still got to get the bad news when I take my laptop in.
Is that why you were so mean to me? Because your laptop?
I was yelling at you.
Yeah, I don't know why you were so mean.
Because you always complain about little things. You were a really brave man leaving your laptop in here, and then I realized it's not working.
Yeah, there's no way I could get on there and send any more tweets to Mia Khalifa.
To your credit, despite yelling at you, you did try and fix it during the show.
Well, I mean, I do hate you, according to Brad. I hate you so much.
Skip the tweets to Mia Khalifa. You would just send out tweets for Nick that were very...
No, I would tweet at people. I would try to make it as bad as possible.
That's what I'm saying. You were sending out tweets as Nick that were very mean.
I did. Yeah. That was a concern. When I was like, man, if he actually fixes this,
then he's going to have control of it.
He's going to have access to my Twitter again.
It's the weirdest thing. I couldn't even get it to shut down. Like, I don't know. Maybe you'll have a better luck getting genius.
There's no IT dorks here. We don't care, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No IT or lawn care dorks here.
Wait a minute now. There's one. You're looking at him. Me. Bitch, who's that? You know I'm the IT dork. And the lawn dork. Which, speaking of, somebody said, Barry, maybe you could ensure your lawn knowledge. Huh? What? Yeah. You can suck on that.
I'm sure there's a $12 policy for that.
You bastard.
Man.
That was uncalled for. Shut your mic off. I don't like that.
So where are you guys on the fact that the beat writer for the Panthers is saying that as much as Greg Olsen had said that he was going to come back for another year, he wanted to play more football, still had a lot left in the tank, she's now reporting that it looks like he's going to be the heir apparent to Jason Witten.
Is he good at that? Why are they getting another tight end? Why? What do they think that the tight end is going to know about the entire game of football that a quarterback wouldn't?
All I know is that when he filled in the studio several times for a couple of networks, and I think he's charismatic. I think he can speak.
Okay.
He knows the game.
Sure.
I get all that. But again, that's all saying something. But you also have to have chemistry with who you're working with.
Yeah.
You got to be quick. You got to, know when your spot is, jump in, say your point, get out.
And I'll make the point that I made last time when we brought this up after Witten went back to the Cowboys. The reason why I think quarterbacks make a better analyst on that, the color analyst side of an announcing team, is because it's their job to know the offense and the defense. A tight end, I'm not suggesting that these guys don't know both, but they're not going to know it like a quarterback knows it, because their job as a tight end is to know their blocking and who, what their blocking assignment is, and the guy next to them, what their blocking assignment is, and to know what, how to read a coverage based on, you know, who's on top of, who's covering them or certain parts of the, but inside, you know, blocking assignments and the whole, surveying the whole field, right, and knowing where every position on the offensive side of the ball is supposed to be and what it's supposed to do, that's a quarterback's job.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
That's so why it would make more sense. But I'm, look, maybe he's good. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit.
Sheena Quick, who is the beat writer for the Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets, and evidently she's probably covering the game tonight at Toyota Center. But, yeah, she put that out there, and Panther fans losing their minds, not happy. Because he, look, when he's healthy, he's a hell of a tight end. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if he's good at it, because I think that they have to. They're coming from one end of it where it was really bad. And they need to make a 180 in the best way possible. They need this guy. They need America to fall in love with Olsen. I mean, that's what
or
they really need
they
at this point.
With, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right. I totally agree with that.
Too bad Peyton turned it down. He would have been perfect.
No doubt.
Just
know that he's got personality.
Yeah.
You know,
knows the game,
he's got a
breakdown,
name that people
smart.
Would love to hear from. Obviously, as we mentioned, I mean, the way he broke down tape on that ESPN show was just amazing. And like you said, you talk about a guy that literally was his own offensive coordinator. He made every call on the field and every audible himself. He didn't need an OC, so he would definitely be able to break down defenses for you and offenses.
Ryan wanted to know, have you guys discussed Will Wade today? We actually talked about it last week.
Yeah.
So if you missed it, We knocked it around for a little bit.
Now,
last week, podcastarena.com.
Right. We kick around here, texts and social media and everything like that. But this is a story from right here in our own backyard, Nick, right kind of close to your stomping grounds, that shows you the power of social media. All right? So there's a Billy's Donuts. It's on Highway 6 in Missouri City.
Glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
This is a great story.
Yeah, and it's really, really cool. So Billy's Donuts it was opened up, and Billy's kids were really feeling bad because the shop's opened up. There's no one coming in. No one's buying any donuts. Dad's sitting behind the counter. He looks all lonely. So his kids tweeted out, "My dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop Saturday," along the pictures of his father behind the counter, fully stocked shelves full of donuts and goodies, no one buying them, and just decided to see what would happen. The outpouring of support was quick, and it was amazing. The post generated responses from social media users, celebrities, and even Twitter itself, as dozens of customers flocked to the store. By the tweet's end, they were sold out of goodies for that day, and it has generated more than 230,000 retweets and 500,000 likes.
Damn.
Good for him. I saw Pink Valkyrie tag me on this tweet before the show started, and I meant to mention it, and I completely forgot about it. Completely forgot about it. It's cool that he was able to do that, man, because it's small business. It's hard, and a
no
lot
doubt.
Of people, the small business world, it's hard to stay in that game. I was in that small business world, and every year I knew it was going to be a little bit more difficult, and we're always going up against those big corporations who have it bigger and better and easier and more efficient, and it's a grind, man. You want to start your own business? It's rewarding when it goes well. Kind of like computers. It's great when it's working.
Yeah.
When they're not, it's an absolute disaster.
Here's what I wonder, though, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here.
Here we go.
I'm not trying to, you know, because I think this is a great story. Nora told me about it, and we saw pictures of it. And how awesome is our community? How awesome is Houston to go out and support this man? But when you tell me that he's open for business his first day and no one is there, it kind of makes me think, and as a small business owner myself and as an entrepreneur, it kind of makes me think, he didn't market. He didn't advertise. That he just thought, all I got to do is make a donut shop and make donuts and open the door and people just come in and buy donuts. And I mean, we're in the advertising business. We sell ads to get the word out. I mean, Cowboys and Indians did that with us for several years, and they're booming right now. And they're not even with us right now, but we love Cowboys and Indians, and we help them grow. And that's how business works. You have to let people know you exist. So it makes me think he kind of
Or maybe they put everything you know, flip side. Maybe they put everything into the business, didn't have a budget for marketing.
Also a mistake that small business owners make.
And they just hit the home run right here. They just decided to market on social media.
I thought you were going to go a different route. My bad take would have been like, I mean, your
Wait,
son.
Wait, you call my take bad?
Not bad, but like.
Mean?
Inconsiderate, I guess.
Really?
We start this way, we end this way.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, look, his son had like over 7,000 followers on Twitter. He's only following like 20 people.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just really curious to know if he had those followers before or after this went viral.
Yeah, you know.
I'm really curious to know that because.
His Instagram page now has 48,000 followers. Just
saying, the donut shop?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm not saying it's a PR scheme, but I'm just saying.
I kind of feel like it was.
I'm just saying if you have 48,000, I've been in the game for a while. I have nowhere close to 48,000 followers on my Instagram, probably because I'm not good on Instagram. But at the same time.
You're ugly. That has a lot to do with it.
But he's not really that famous either. Like. And he's got that, you know what I mean?
That's yeah. Well, I'm with you when you think that maybe they thought, oh, all we got to do is just do this on social media. People show up, we get free pub.
And I'd be tempted if that was my father's shop that I'd give a couple of the customers a follow on Twitter. He's following 20 people of the 8,000 people.
Share the love.
I'd give a couple follows. That's true. I'd give a couple follow backs if you came to my dad's shop. Yeah. I'm just saying. But at the same time, this is all.
And actually, they said the first day that Twitter itself. Bought out the store, even from all these people across the country. They just were calling and placing. They just bought the donuts.
Really?
Yeah. So then all the positive ratings on Yelp and everything came in, and of course,
man,
actor James Woods said, "I'm on my way. Come on, everybody, let's do this." And then the kicker, because I do love this.
James
humor,
Woods lives in Houston.
Evidently. How about this one? Twitter actually responded. Themselves, and they put, "You donut want to miss out on Billy's, and neither do we. We'll be there tomorrow morning."
Well, that helps. Well, that's probably
you what donut. Want donut. To, did you tweet for them?
I was gonna say, right down my alley, baby. You donut want to miss this? I don't have one for Kolache. Sorry, I can't get there that quickly.
Just trying though. Look.
I am. I'm thinking about it, but I can't get there in time. I'm sorry.
He's trying so hard to come up with a Kolache pun. I just want to sit here. And what time we got to go out of here? 57? I just want to literally sit here and stare at Joel to see if he can come up with a Kolache pun.
I can't. No.
Come on, you can do it.
No.
Come on. I know you got it in you. That's so awesome. He is trying. His ears are smoking.
Kolache is so hard.
His ears are smoking right now.
Nick's looking at my ears. Huh? Nick was looking at my ears. Yeah. My headphones are on fire. I am. I'm sitting there. I'm going, well, there's the Apache helicopter, so we could go that route. Try to get something closer.
Only thing I think of is colostomy bag. No one wants that compared to a Kolache.
That's not going
to
do it. Then you get a different donut hole. And then it really gets ugly.
Really?
Dude, after some of the stories we were talking about today. Come on, man. Bleaching your butthole. All right. With that being said, we appreciate you all.
Tweet your best Kolache puns to @PacManJoel with a K. Yes, @PacManJoel with a K for all your Kolache pun needs.
Take us home, Barry.
Hey, up next is The Blitz with Aaron and Fred and AJ, and they will be here shortly, so stick around for that. They'll take you home till 7. For Joel and Nick, I'm Barry. This is Usual Suspects. We'll talk to you tomorrow. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
ESPN 97.5. Live.